For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Aventura Technologies in Commack on New York's Long Island has pleaded guilty to fraudulently selling Chinese-made security equipment as American-made to U.S. federal agencies. Newsday reports that the scheme began in 2006 and lasted for 13 years, netting the company over $112 million. Authorities have warned that the equipment, which included network surveillance cameras, could have risked federal security by exposing the agencies to cyber threats. The fraudulent items were labeled Made in the USA with an American flag and Aventura's logo before being shipped from China. The Pokemon Company has reset passwords for some users following detected hacking attempts. According to TechCrunch, an official statement on the company's support website indicated the company was taking a proactive response to safeguard affected accounts. The company estimates that less than 0.1% of its hundreds of millions of players' accounts were compromised. The FCC recently voted to create a voluntary cybersecurity labeling program that will help consumers identify cybersecure technology in their homes. According to the Los Angeles Times, the program targets products like refrigerators and baby monitors, offering a QR code-linked green label to inform users about the product's cybersecurity features. The average household with internet has more than 17 connected devices, according to Parks Associates. An Idaho man named Robert Perbeck, alias LifeLock and Studmaster, has pleaded guilty to hacking and extorting medical clinics and a police department in a series of computer fraud and abuse offenses that affected over 130,000 people. In 2017 and 2018, Perbeck bought stolen credentials on the dark web and hacked into the networks of a medical clinic in Griffin, the police department in nearby Newman, and at least 17 other victims. The record reports that Perbeck, who was arrested in Georgia, faces sentencing in June and has agreed to pay $1 million to his victims. Three Ukrainians aged between 20 and 40 have been arrested for hijacking over 100 million email and Instagram accounts globally. Facing up to 15 years if convicted, the Hacker News reports that the suspects used brute force attacks to guess credentials and access accounts, later selling the credentials on the dark web. The group operated under the direction of a leader who distributed hacking tasks to other members. And finally, Nissan Motor Corporation and Nissan Financial Services have confirmed a cyber attack in Australia and New Zealand, resulting in the theft of sensitive data from approximately 100,000 individuals who own Mitsubishi, Renault, Skyline, Infiniti, LDV, and Ram vehicles. According to TechRadar Pro, the stolen data includes information from Nissan and other associated brands, customers, employees, and dealers. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.